Welcome to our Siemens podcast, Driving the Digital Enterprise. Today we're talking to Doug Levasseur. And Doug, you work with PLCs in North and South America. What's your role in the company?
That is correct. Thanks for having me here today. Currently, right now, I'm working with Siemens out of Nuremberg, Germany, and I have the title of Regional Marketing Manager. And like you said, I'm in the Americas, so I'm responsible for North and South America. And the big thing that I'm focusing on is working with the Siemens local teams and customers and distributors on making sure that our new products and our existing products are entering in the marketplace very well. But one of the big things that I focus on is what are some of the major trends that are happening in the marketplace, and getting good feedback from the field to our product management and development teams on where we should be focusing on in the future.
Okay. Well, one of the topics that's emerged in digital manufacturing has been the idea of mass customization. That's been around for a while. That isn't a particularly new concept, but traditional manufacturing methods probably have not made an adoption on a wide scale very practical. So how is digital manufacturing and the things that you're doing change that picture?
I really like that question to start our conversation out with. In the past, OEMs and our customers that were manufacturing products, if they wanted to bring a product to market, they would sit down, they would design a machine, and that machine would typically only make one product. And in the past, the focus was on, hey, having that machine run as fast as possible and produce as many products off of that machine as possible. But now what we are looking at is how can we make sure that we're very flexible and adaptable to the marketplace. Now, what we want to take a look at is how that machine can not only make thousands of one particular product, but maybe make a batch size of one customized product, or three or four different products off of that same machine. And with that, digital manufacturing is going to bring for us is flexibility. And to get that flexibility out there, we have to worry about data and how that data is going to flow through it. And we're going to need that horizontal and both vertical value chain flow of it here, making sure that the orders that are coming in are going to easily make it down to the machine as fast as possible.
One of the other major elements of digital manufacturing has been modeling, allowing designers to create products virtually. What can you do with that now that you couldn't do a few years ago with the earlier CAD systems and that sort of thing?
In the earlier days when we had electronic drafting systems, we were able to come up with a plan of how it should be built, how our electrical enclosure should be built, and how it was going to look. And it was very static. It was construction plans. That's what we built our machines around, is what we came up with CAD. Now, one of the things that we are doing is we're moving into modeling. And that modeling with the digital enterprise, even going one step further, it is going to truly a simulation type system here, where not only can we just design our machine, but we can simulate the whole process of it and know that that design that we come up with truly works. One of the things that we are doing and that I'm focusing on is how we can tie in a simulation of how our PLC is going to work to our model and coming up with a true digital twin.
As we look at the way that industrial automation has been advancing in recent years, it's kind of a piecemeal thing. There have been ongoing improvements in technologies, but they tend to be a bit fragmented. Are we finally reaching a point where things are more integrated across the whole range of manufacturing, from product design to the actual finished product?
In the past, you had to go to multiple different vendors to select products to go to your design and your engineering needs, and they didn't always talk together. One of the things, if you take a look at what Siemens has done to address this, is over the past 15 years, we've assembled a suite of software products that truly do work together. And we call this solution the digital enterprise. And one of the things with the latest version of our TIA portal, or Totally Integrated Automation Portal, we have added connectors to bring these all together. One of the examples that we can look at is a machine that we had at the SPS fair in Nuremberg last fall. It was a machine from a company called Optima. And with this, we displayed a machine there that the total integration of the production planning was all done with Siemens, that was all working together. They did a simulation of the entire production with plant simulation. They simulated the machine behavior with mechatronics concept designers from Siemens, the generation of the motion project with the motion, and the engineering was done with TIA Portal and Scout TIA.
So when you look at this this kind of development, you see this as a pretty big deal then. If we're going to have this conversation again in 5 or 10 years and we're looking back at 2016, are you going to look at that and say, boy, that was one of the real advances that we made?
I truly think that is something that we are going to take a look at. And I think a lot of the things that we are talking about today, we're going to take for granted. And we're going to say, hey, you know what? This is part of how we do our engineering now. This is how we do our production planning. The same way that we are looking at hardware today is how we are going to look at software. The focus that we put on hardware and the value that it brings, sometimes today I don't believe that we take the same value or feel that software is something that is very important and very concrete. I think we are going to put a lot more focus on software, and we are going to appreciate the value that that brings to our automation solution and our design process.
So these solutions will be less hardware defined and more universal and adaptable and configured by software.
Correct. Software is going to be the key thing that is going to be moving automation and engineering in the future.
All right. Thank you, Doug, for Siemens and driving the digital enterprise. Thanks for listening.